We begin the current daf in Sat Sivam as daf Pei Aleph. We begin 8 lines down the Tav of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous, many previous Mishnahs, and first of all discussing Petzua Daka, and additionally who gets to feed who Truma, and that is if a man is a Kayin, who is considered someone that's Kenyan Kasper that could eat Truma. So now the Mishnah begins. Sris Chama Kayin. A Kayin that was born sterile, that he could not have children, who such a Kohen could eat himself truma, shenasa bas Yisrael, and he marries a non-Kohen woman, machila b'truma, he can feed her truma because he's a regular full-fledged Kohen in the sense of truma, and he's also not considered a patsua daka, rather he's just someone that cannot have children, and therefore his wife is Kenyan Kasper, could eat truma. Whereas if actually the inference from our Mishnah is if he would have been the Sris Adam, then he would be puzzle for having her eat truma. Moreover, after they would cohabit, he would actually make her puzzle even if she was a bas kohen from eating her own father's truma. That's because of the general prohibition of a betzua daka, and that is the halacha betzua daka when there's crushed testicles or a severed member is when a person was castrated. What happened after he was born? That makes him forbidden to enter in the kilo. So if he marries a bas, even a bas kohen, forget about a bas yisrael, that he would not be machla or truma. But even if she was a bas kohen, he would invalidate her from now on from eating truma, and therefore our Mishnah is talking about a stress chama and not a stress adam. Now moving on to a different halacha, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, androgynous kohen, shenos a bas yisrael, a kohen that's an androgynous, that is, he exhibits both male and female characteristics, machila b'truma, he can have his wife eat truma, and that's because they consider him as a male, and a male that has a wife, if he's a kohen, he could have his wife eat truma. Behudaimer, he says, regarding a tumtum is someone that the genitals are covered with a thin membrane, it's not clear if he's a male or she's a female. Shenikra benimtza zachar, when if the membrane is torn off and it's revealed that he's a male, lo yachlitz, the halacha is that he cannot do chalitza, mimnei shehu kisris, because not because of the fact that he's a tumtum, because now we see that he's not a tumtum, he's a male, and if he's a male, he should be a bona fide yavam to do yibum. He can't do chalitza because actually, and there's different interpretations in the mefarshim, either because he's a sris chama, if a person was born like this, although now it's revealed that he's a zachar, but we consider him actually a sris, or some mefarshim actually explain that due to the fact that this covering was torn off, that itself will actually make him into a Sris Adam. That itself will castrate him, but either way, he's considered a Sris, and the Sris is not considered a Hakam Lachem Shem, and therefore he cannot do Chalitza, not because he's a Tumtum, because now we see he's a Zachar, he's a male, but because he's a Sris. Mishnah continues, androgynous Noisei. An androgynous could marry a woman, Avaloi Nisa. He cannot be taken in marriage, meaning because he's considered like a male, and therefore if a man would take this androgynous in marriage, it would be like cohabiting with a male, which is forbidden in the Torah. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, androgynous chayovin lov skila kazachar, that if a male cohabits with an androgynous, he gets skila as if he was cohabiting with a male, which I'm going to explain what's the machlek, because they both seem to be saying the same idea, that an androgynous is like a male, and hence a man is forbidden to marry an androgynous. Now the Gemara asked regarding the opening halacha in the Mishnah, that pshita, it seems to be pretty obvious. A sris chama, there's nothing forbidden with about him, and he's not the betzua daka of the Torah. He can marry a non-kohen woman, he can marry any Jewish woman. So if he's a kohen, he eats truma, so of course he could be meichel truma. What's the havamina? What are we introducing as a halacha that he could feed our truma? So the Gemara says that ma'av de tema moiled meichel. We would have thought to say that only someone that can have children can feed, and that's, as we had introduced this pasuk already previous sugyas, it says in the Torah, "V'yilid beis ahem yechlu," that the children of the kohen, the children of his household, they can eat truma. Now the interpretation is that only someone that's yilid beis, so they can have children, so then he can feed others truma. She'ein ha'moilid ein ha'meichel. We would have thought to say, but if he can't have yilid beis, so if he cannot give birth, then he cannot be yoichelu. He cannot feed other people. Mashallah, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, then no. If he has a family, then he can feed them truma. If he doesn't, it's okay too. He can still feed others in the case of a Eved or in a wife, he can feed them truma. And that's the Chiddush why we would have thought he wouldn't be able to feed her truma. Now the Mishnah continued and said that Rabbi Yisrael Shimon Oimrim, that androgynous, if an androgynous is a kohen, he can feed his wife truma. So the Gemara brings the following machlokes. Amr Shlakish, he qualifies this halacha from our Mishnah. He says, Machila b'truma. This androgynous kohen is married to a woman that he can feed her kohanic types of foods. That's only truma. But ve'im machila b'chazav b'shaik, but he cannot have her eat from the kachim parts that he gets from karbanis, which are the thigh and the breast. That he cannot. Now, later on, the Gemara will explain the reason for this difference is because Rish Lakish is talking about truma in today's times, bezman hazeh, which is only rabbinic truma. But actually, something which is biblical, there he cannot feed a truma. And the reason is because Rish Lakish holds that androgynous, and that's the understanding of what he interprets in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael B'Shimon, is still a sophic isha. It's not clear if he's a male or a female. Now, since of that sophic, he can feed his wife rabbinic truma, but something that's biblical, like Chazav Ashaik, which is from Karbanis, that's something that he's not allowed to have her eat because he might be a woman, and a woman cannot have his wife, or in that case would be her wife, to eat things because of his marriage to him. He says, no, af machil b'chazav ashaik. He could even have his wife eat from the Chazav Ashaik. So the Gemara asks, Lersh Lakish, Maish no Chazav Ashaik, what's the difference why he holds that the parts of the karbanis that he cannot have, this androgynous cannot have his wife eat, because deraisa, because it's biblical, truman amad deraisa, truman is also a biblical halacha. So we're talking about biblical halachas, and we're saying that he might not even be a man, so how could we let his wife eat truma? So I think Moses says, as we had already alluded to this before, hachamai skinan, what is our Mishnah talking about? What's Rish Lakish explaining? It's betruma bezman hazed rabbanu. We're talking about rabbinic truma in today's times, and because of that, it's only rabbinic halacha, so we can say and assume that he's like a male and he could feed his wife truma. Now, the Gemara asks, b'zman she Beis HaMikdash kayim mai. So what would you tell me? But truma, even truma, but at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, then loy, then truma was still biblical. It wasn't rabbinic, which is different. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it's number kedusha sa'art. Then you would say that then in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be able to feed his wife truma. So then the question is, adetani, this the Rish Lakish is saying, and differentiating in the halacha of Mishnah Beis HaMikdash, the androgynous could feed his wife. He's saying, look, that's only truma, not chazav ashaik. What do you mean? Liflik v'lisni b'dida. He should have divided the halacha itself of truma. Forget about going on to a different category. And he should have said, when did we say this halacha of Beis HaMikdash that androgynous could feed his wife if he's a kohen? Is only truma, which is rabbinic. But by biblical truma itself, he cannot feed her. So I think Moses says, this is exactly what he was saying. Actually, he was saying even more. Kishu machila, he was saying that when he could feed her, is machila b'truma b'zman hazed rabbanan. He's only allowed to feed her rabbinic truma of today's times. Ve'e machila b'zman chazav v'shaik. When he said that he cannot feed her chazav v'shaik, he meant at the time when there's chazav v'shaik, meaning when the Beis HaMikdash is still around, and that all these elements are biblical, then he cannot feed her va'afila b'truma drabanan. Then he cannot even feed her even rabbinic truma. What does that mean? How do you have rabbinic truma in the times when the Beis HaMikdash is still around? It means like the truma of fruits, where that's not biblical. The biblical is only dagan, tirsh, v'yitzah, which is grain and oil and wine. Now, the reason is that since there's biblical truma in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then we would make a gzera, and that's what Shlok is saying, that we can't even feed her rabbinic truma because dilma asir la'ichla b'truma deraisa, because then he might come to feed her, which is around biblical truma, which is dagan tirsh v'yitzah. Now, that's exactly how we're interpreting the words of Rish Lakish, that when he said in defining Rabbi Yisrael B'Shimon that machila b'truma, in other words, like it is in today's times, where there's the only thing that we have is truma, and there's no other elements which are biblical, like chazav ashaik, which that's at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But if it was at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then not only you're right, not only would we not be able to feed her if she's married to an androgynous that's a kohen, chazav ashaik, but anything in that time period, even truma, because that's also biblical, but moreover, even truma d'rabbanon, because since there's truma d'raisa, we're going to truma d'rabbanon or to truma d'raisa. But Rabbi Yechon Amar, he argues, he says, no, af machila b'chazav ashaik, he could even have her eat chazav ashaik, because he holds, in the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, that the androgynous is considered as a full-fledged male. So if he's a man, so his wife is a regular wife, and the kohen could have his wife eat from the chalav b'shalik. Now that Amalei Reb Yochanan Rish Lakish. Reb Yochanan asked to Rish Lakish. The way he defined their opinion of that he could be machila b'truma, he said it's only truma b'zman hazeh. Why? Because that's rabbinic. Whereas things derais like chazav b'shalik, he cannot because he's still a suffolk isha. On that he asked, misa b'truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan? Do you hold that truma in today's times is only rabbinic, that you're defining in our Mishnah as a rabbinic halacha, and therefore you forbid the chazav b'shalik? Amalei in. So Rish Lakish said, yes. And I'll prove to you that truma b'zman hazeh is only drabban. Shani shayna, because I learned in the Braisa the following halacha. Eagle, a round cake of pressed figs, which was customary in Talmudic times, that is of truma, if it gets mixed with other bi'igulim, with other round cakes, let's say a manufacturer producing all these round cake of figs, and there's one of truma that get mixed with all these other round cakes of figs, which are not truma, Oilo, the halacha is that if there's at least a ratio of 100 chulin cakes of figs to the one of the truma, or let's say a similar case where you have one round cake of figs which was of truma that was tameh, which then mixes into 100 cakes of truma that's tahar, halacha is oila, it will be batal. It will be nullified in the 100. Now that Rish Lakish says, if you would think, like you're trying to say, the truma b'zman hazeh is biblical, but since these igulim, these cakes, are something very distinct, they're like a large cake of these pressed figs, and it's something that it's what's called darkei limanes. Generally, when they're sold, they're counted, they're sold by count, then such a thing is not batal. Now, Rashi clarifies that although actually the truma of figs itself is only rabbinic, but again, since if there is biblical truma b'zman hazeh, then we wouldn't be mevatel even something that's rabbinic, again, as Rish Lakish had explained regarding the zman of chazav b'shalik, because of gzer d'rabbanon atur d'raisa. But one thing you see clearly is that if there were to be biblical truma b'zman hazeh, then something that's chashuv, something that darkei limanos, which is sold by number, would not be batel. And from the fact that it is batel, must be because truma b'zman hazeh, even though there's a chashuv thing, but it's only rabbinic, is going to be batal b'meya in the 100, which is the halachic qualifications for these elements of truma. Now, Amalei, to that Rabbi Yechon responded to Rish Lakish. He said, "What's your point? That you're saying that there would be a gzer drabana atu d'iraisa?" So he says that you can't say that, because even were it to be that it would be biblical, it still wouldn't be a prohibition. It still wouldn't be a problem. In other words, your whole proof is from the fact of that although these figs are rabbinic, but we would make a gzera ata deraisa, and if it's deraisa, for sure it's not going to be bottled, because such a chashav thing cannot be bottled even in 100, even in 1,000. Now that is what Rabbi Yechon is responding. He's saying that your whole premise is faulty, because even if it were to be a biblical truma b'zman hazeh, which is what Rabbi Yechon does hold, these figs that you bring me from this braisa would actually be bottled. Because I learned in the braisa that chaticha, a piece of a karban chatas, which is tameh, bechatichas that gets mixed with other pieces of a karban chatas, which are tahar, oila, the tameh piece becomes batal in the tahara pieces. Now, obviously you need a certain amount of how much it can be batal, but it could become batal. Now here we're talking about something that is biblical. Obviously it's in times of the Beis HaMikdash when you have a karban chatas. And that's in spite of the fact that these are distinct chashuva pieces of meat from the korban chatas, which are also darkei limanes. They're generally counted, meaning you give someone 10 pieces, it goes by numerics. And still we say that it's oilo. And therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish is, you're mistaken. Because mi savrit, do you think kol shad darkei limanes sheninu, that anything that's commonly counted, even if it's not always counted, that's what we had learned, which the Gemara will shortly quote what they're arguing about, that it's not batal? No. Esha darkei limanes, something that is always sold, that's always counted, that's what we said, sheninu, that was taught, that only if it's designated only in number. But the case is that I'm telling you, the price that I'm bringing you of the pieces of the chatas meat, And the Braisa, you're bringing of the igulim of the round cakes of figs, where sometimes they're sold by estimate. Now, even though commonly it is counted, but since it's not only by number, then it's going to be batel. And therefore, your whole premise is wrong. It's not because Chumah Bizman Azez Drabanan, and therefore, in spite of the fact that it's a Dava Chashab, which is commonly sold by number, that then that's the only reason why it's going to be batel. It's not true. Even if it were to be biblical, which is what Rabbi Yochanan's premise is, it would still be batel, even though it's Shadarka Limanis, that it's Kol Shadarka, that it's commonly sold by number, because since it's not always, it's something that is going to be possibly, it could become batel. As the Gemara explains, Mahi, what exactly is this Mishnah that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about? What is the item that's so chashav, so distinct, that it cannot be batel? That we don't say the halachas of nullification on these pieces, which obviously, again, Rish Lakish was basing on the fact that if something is commonly sold by number, then it can never be batel. And if it is being batel, like the case that he brought, it must be because it's rabbinic. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, no, that, you're right, is something that's commonly sold by number, but it's only commonly. And the halacha that you're assuming is only something that's only sold by number. That's something that won't be batel. And therefore, the halacha that you're bringing could even be truma bisman hazeh deraisa. So what is it that they're arguing about? It's not like learning the Mishnah Masechet Arlo. It says, Misha hoylu chavile tilson, someone that had bundles of tilson, which is fenugreek, which is a type of kidney, is a type of legume, and it was used to sweeten the pot. So if he has these bundles of tilson, shel kalai haker, which are forbidden mixtures that was grown in the vineyard together, a forbidden mixture of this fenugreek and the vines, so yadalku, these kalayim have to be burnt, as the pasuk says in Devarim Chav Beis, it says tukdash, which the Gemara elsewhere darshan, tukat esh, it's a contraction of these two words, where it has to be burnt in fire. Now, so you have this kalayim which has to be burnt. Now, in this Arba Bacheris, if these bundles get mixed with other kosher bundles, so the Gemara continues on to Amid Beis, so kulan yudalku, so all of the bundles have to be burnt, no matter what the amount is, because they do not become batel, as the Gemara will shortly quote from the Mishnah what the reasoning for that is. Divrimeir, that's the opinion of Rimeir. The Chacham Ayrim, they argue, they say, no, even these bundles, yalu be'echer mesayim, they can be batel in a ratio of 200 kosher to one of this pasul, one of klein. Now, the Mishnah explains, Shahayir Meir, because your Meir said, you know why they cannot be bottled? Because kol shadarki limon is mikadosh. Anything that is generally counted is going to make forbidden whatever it falls into, whether 200 or 300, because it's not bottled. And therefore, whatever it mixes in, we don't say the halacha of bittel. Now, the chiddush of this is because generally, klayim is something that, if it's not a davar shebeminyan, is going to be bottled of a ratio of 200 to 1, as the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim Daf Mem Ches, that it says min hamasayim, where we learn out that it has to be a ratio of 200 to 1 to say that the halachas of Arlo and Klai Akerim are bottled in 200 to 1. But what Rav Meir is saying is over here, since this is something that's sold by number, it's not going to be bottled. Whereas Vachacham Ayimrim, they argue, they say it will be bottled of a ratio of 200 to 1, because in the Mekadosh, we don't say that it's going to make everything it falls into forbidden, even if it's 300, 400, 1,000, is elishisha dvaram balvad. Only six things that are so chashiv, then we're going to say that they're not going to be batel. Rabbi Kiva Amir actually says it's shiva, it's seven. Now, Elihin, what are these things that are so chashiv that even the chacham agree is not going to be batel? There are goyze parach, they're the nuts of displaced parach. V'yimayne badan, and it's the pomegranates of displaced badan. V'chavi yistumiyos, it's these closed barrels of wine. The chilfei trodin and their beet stalks, the mekolchei kruv and their cabbage stalks, the delas yavonis and these Greek gourds. That's the six that the chacham say. Rabbi Kiva Meisav, he adds on the seventh one, afke karsha baal bais, also the loaves made by an individual homeowner. These are all considered very chashav things, and therefore they're not going to be bottled in no matter what amount it is. But regarding the other cases of that Rav Meir talks about that account that they're sold by number, they disagree and hold that it will be batel in the ratio of 200 to 1. Now, the Mishnah concludes, Haru'uyin la'arlo, regarding these six items that we said that they're not going to be batel, although in Arlo and Kalai Karim, they're usually batel in 200 to 1, so meaning those from the six things that we mentioned that are fit to be forbidden because of Arla, within the first 3 years, like by Geizim, Rimayim, and Chavius, which are all things that grow on the tree, well, then Arla, then they'll be forbidden based on Arla, and no matter what it mixes into, it's going to make it forbidden because of Arla that it's not batal. Now, L'klai HaKerem, the other elements, the other three, which are could be forbidden if they're vegetation that grow on the ground in the vineyard, for example, beets and cabbage and gourd, they'll be forbidden because of K'lai HaKerem. Now, so that is the Mishnah that we brought up Reb Meir's opinion of something that's darkei limonos is not going to be batal even in its regular ratio of 200 to 1. Now, on that, the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechonon Sabri, he learns his version of that Mishnah is Escha darkei limonos. Something that's distinctly sold only by number, that Sheninu, that's where we learned, according to Reb Meir, that it's not going to be batal. Now, therefore, these pieces of korban chatas, these round cakes of figs of truma, although they're dark in limonis, meaning that they're commonly sold by number, but since they're also commonly sold by estimate, so then they're going to be batal. But Reish Lakish Sofer, his girsa was kol shadark limonis, that anything that is customarily commonly sold by number, even if only at times, shenina, that's what Remei was teaching, that's not going to be batal. And therefore, these round cakes of figs, if you would entertain Reish Lakish as a Truma Bizman says Deraisa, they wouldn't be bottled because they're things that are kol shadarkai. They're commonly sold, and therefore that was his proof that obviously Truma Bizman is Drabbanan, which allows him his interpretation in the Mishnah of Abyss Rib Shimon to say that this that they allow an androgynous to feed his wife, Truma, he was able to qualify that it's only rabbinic halachas, which is only Truma Bizman Hazeh. But Chaz V'Shaik, or even Bizman Chaz V'Shaik, anything at that time period where you can have Truma Deraisa, we don't even allow him to feed her even Truma Derabbanan. Now, the Gemara asks, Mai Chaticha, when Reish Lakish originally said his response to Rabbi Yechonon that yes, Truma Zman Zez Derabbanan from that Braisa, so Rabbi Yechonon responded with a case of, but I have a Braisa that says you have a Chaticha of meat, which is also something that Shadarki Liman, Kol Shadarki Liman is, and yet still you see that it's going to be bottle. And that's where the Gemara concluded and said that obviously is because your interpretation of that Mishnah is wrong. It's not kol shadarkei limonos, that's not going to be batal. It's only esh shadarkei limonos. So what braisa was he referring to? The time, like, braisa, chaticha shel chatas tmeya, a piece of a karma chatas that's tamei, shenis arva b'meya chaticha shel chatas tahir, that gets mixed with 100 pieces of tar pieces of chatas meat, v'chein, and also similar, prusa shel lechem aponim tmeya, if you have a piece of the showbread of the lechem aponim that was tamei, Shinasarva b'meya prusha lechem upon tahar. Here's a guy mixed with 100 pieces, that's tahar. So tal, the halacha is, there's going to be batal in a shear of 100, which that's the shear of truma. Before we said regarding klayim and orla, that's 200 to 1 that you need a ratio. With truma, you need a shear of 100 to 1. So here, when you have the things of kachim, are going to be batal in a shear of 100 to 1. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer loy tala. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's not going to be batal, and that's, as the Gemara will shortly explain, is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that anytime you have what's called min b'minoi, when it's the same type of thing, it's not going to be batal. So just the fact that these are both breads or these are both pieces of meat, even for that reason alone, he holds it's not going to be batal because that's what's called min b'minoi. Now, Avol, however, the Braisa continues and says, Chaticha shel chatas tahira, but a piece of tahar chatas. So that's kachim. It's tar. It's okay. It can be eaten by kahanim. But it gets mixed with 100 pieces of pure chulin, which that makes it problematic for non-kahanim. And b'chein prusa shalachim apanim tar. Also, if you have a regular piece of kosher lachim apanim, which gets mixed 100 pieces of regular chulin, which that can be eaten by kahanim, but that's problematic for the Yisraelim. There, everyone agrees that it will not be bottle. The 100 pieces of chulin will not be mevatel the one piece of kachim. And that is because here, even the Tanakam would agree for a different reason. And the reason is because since these 101 pieces could be sold to a kohen with a small loss, in other words, based on the laws of supply and demand, it's going to be less profit because only kahanim are the market, but they could eat it regularly. Now, although you have pieces of meat or pieces of bread where there are things that are dark and limones, which are commonly sold, but because of the small loss, we're not going to mevatel an issa deraisa. Now, moreover, Rashi explains that although the case of eagle that we were talking about on Amud Aleph of Truma will be batel in the 100 of Chulin, as we said, And we don't say, as seemingly we say, everyone agrees over here to sell to the Kohen, if it's something that darkly liman is for just a slight loss. There, Rabbi Yochanan would say that since the igule truma themselves are rabbinic, because figs are only rabbinic truma, and therefore actually there the halacha would be different, that even for a small loss, we would say the halacha bittul. However, again, regarding the case of Aresha, where we have the pieces of meat that are tamei, there the Tanakhama will say that's tala, because there's no takana whatsoever. What you have to do for a tamei piece of meat is to burn it, and it's going to be a great loss for all these pieces of meat. Therefore, there the Tanakhama says that it will be tala, but again, regarding the seifa over here, everyone agrees loy tala, because just for a small loss, we're not going to utilize the principle of bittul to allow non-kayin to eat possibly a piece of meat that's kachim, that's from this karmachatas. Now, that's the brisa. Katani Mias, one thing we see from this brisa, which is what Rabbi Yochanan was disproving Rish Lakish from, is that Reisha, the case of the Reisha, which is Tala, which is difficult according to Rish Lakish, because here you have a chaticha, a piece, a nice slice of a chatas meat, where that's something that's darkly manis, is commonly sold by number, meaning how many slices of meat do you want to have, and yet, although it's something that is darkly manis, still, we find that it's going to be batel, which is obviously what Rabbi Yochanan is using as a refutation of Rish Lakish's interpretation of Rabbi Meir in that Mishnah, that obviously Rabbi Meir that was saying that it's not going to be batel is not like you're saying kol shadarki limanis, because I proved to you from this brisa that even something that's darki limanis, meaning like a piece of meat, could be batel. Rather, must be the way I'm interpreting that Mishnah of es shadarki limanis, only something that's only sold by number. That's something that Rabbi Meir will hold is not going to be batel. But however, something that's darker, culture darker, like this piece of the chaticha, shal tchatzis tmeya, as we find the Tanakhama says clearly, that it will be tala, it will be batel, in depending on what the halacha is, regarding kachim, it's 100, and regarding klai, karen, arla, that would be 1 in 200.